Paul. Hey, how's it going? Feel free to say something.
Well, I just wanted to chime in about the caucus sponsorship that obviously originally on live was corporate-based and really didn't work as well as went to community-based. And then there's been a second round, or fairground, you might even call it, of communities with their.com and Second Life. And it looks like they weren't able to work kind of in a sandy commercial world either. So something about these worlds that do better on community side than on the corporate or money making side.
I'm reminded of Active Worlds, where they have billboards for advertisements everywhere. It reminds me of a big city, and I think the mentality in Active Worlds is that of a big city where a lot of people are hanging out, but other people are talking to each other, or, you know, you see a stranger on the street, they're very much a stranger. Whereas in Traveler, there's very much a communal atmosphere. You can go into your room, and people want to get to know you and say hi and talk to your story. That is something that where the corporate spirit is differs from Traveler's more communal big spirit. I mean, that's probably redundancy. Just try that.
Well, yeah, I agree, because the corporate...
And Donato would like to say that the alterity of Traveler is the things that has allowed such a rich community to develop. And I think that's true. A lot of underground mints are solid in the sense that they only know each other, they get to develop the depth of content, but once it's subsumed into the mainstream, then personality gets reduced to a type, a stereotype, if you will, and the personality can disappear behind the appropriated logo. That's just an aside.
Yeah, that's the point, is if you're going to introduce corporate, the corporate side is about making money, and then the community side is about making friends and making relationships long-lasting, and you can't do that with corporate, because it's corporate side, it's all making about money.
I'd like to add also that sometimes it's all right for corporations to start the world. For example, this world was started on behalf of a corporation. We wouldn't have Travel if it wasn't for some kind of corporate investment as a prime mover, things to happen. Now, the question is, how much should a corporation be involved after it has set the, put the world in motion? Should corporate environments only start up a program and then leave it behind? This perhaps touches on the issue of the nature of the role of government in business and society, not just in Traveler society, but in regular extra virtual reality society. I'm wondering if there are such initiatives that exist, and maybe Steve can elaborate on this, where there's non-profit funding to establish new social avatar worlds, such as Traveler, without necessarily being a corporate prime mover, or such a position is impossible from the level of funding.
I don't think it's impossible at all. I think it's quite possible. So when you said Steve, you meant me. I think the open source movement is possibly the way to do that. I know there is a new open source initiative called Looking Glass, which is a multi-user world being done by Sun. So they do have it.
Is there enough capital that comes behind a non-profit initiative or a government initiative that can make a world as groundbreaking as Traveler 10 years ago? Or do you think it is? Well, I don't know. What do you think about that, Steve?
Well, you know, since the internet boom, money has been more tight, although it's getting better and better. So I do think it could be sponsored. If you kind of look at what the money lies in Traveler, its Second Life had to do with going to communities.com. And communities.com took to Alice and Online Traveler, two products that didn't break. Communities.com was originally EC Habitats. and they came up with the idea of just putting a regular head banner at the top and having it change out every minute and trying to make some money that way. And they actually were trying to be successful with the palace that way, and the hope was that they were going to move Traveler over to that. So I think there's a way to combine kind of an open source idea with some level of corporate sponsorship, again, like ads that just sit at the top of the page but don't kind of really screw up the central community.
Well,
what about the development? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, I don't know, but if you're getting ads, you're maybe, I don't know, but if they're going to have the corporate ads, in a program like this, you could have people, you know, like maybe build like an ad or something, like the way people build rims here, like instead of having them hanging over the web page.
So the corporate world is very much about the uncontrolled nature of an open community. So actually, I think they prefer the ads outside the community because, you know, someone said, hey, someone was accosted or abused verbally in front of their ad or as their ad as an avatar. They really do worry about that. So that used to come out a lot in old online days. So you can imagine where they might want it more decoupled, which I kind of like because you can just kind of ignore the ad and do whatever you want in the community.
Has there been instances in Traveler's past when there was a corporate room? I was just wondering if there was a possibility a while back where people were dressed up as billboard avatars advertising products when online was in operation. Was that something going on?
What we did do is we made specialty avatars for MTV. Actually, the avatar that I'm wearing now came from a movie company that was pushing the Frighteners movie. So I'm actually in the Michael J. Fox character. We did a Tiki God for Tiki. So they didn't go as far as billboards, but they did want specialty avatars with their branding room. And then you got into issue of MTV, for instance, only wanted their MTV people to be able to have that avatar. And it kind of broke our anybody could be anybody open mentality. So it was something we weren't able to give them.
It's a good opportunity. Perhaps it's a good opportunity to ask you if there's any other programs similar to Traveler on the horizon in terms of embodiment.
Well, there's always a bunch out there. I can't say anything that's as similar. Like, I have the two big new ones, sort of see on the block or there.com and System Life, and both of them, especially there.com, came in very heavy handed, you know, being very secret and thinking they had the answer to the world. And, you know, Bruce Dare and I and other people tried to talk to them about what's legitimate. And they weren't really ready for it. On the research side, yeah, I think you'll see some tools. I mean, I'm even working on some face tools that we just got voice over IP working on. We don't have real faces, but we can eventually.